Well, they would try to kill the hogs before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. So it would usually be...
would have meat for Christmas. Mm-hmm. That if there was smoke in any of the meat, it was smoked and ready to use by Thanksgiving mm-hmm. or Christmas. But we hardly ever had cold weather until near Christmas.
So it would be what months?
It would either be December, mm-hmm. Late November, December, or January. Mm-hmm. And I suppose into February, if there were two hog killings a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. And you mentioned the hairs on the hog's back. Any special name for those stiff hairs that they're in?
Bristles, we yeah. called it.
Mm-hmm. What about the teeth?
Tushes. They had the long teeth. Tushes. Mm-hmm.
Tushes. And when you're gonna feed the hogs, you put their feed in what?
In the slop bucket, and then you took it to the barn, to the trough, mm-hmm. hog trough.
You might say, yeah, we had, if you're talking about trough, we had three or four.
Troughs.
Mm-hmm. And did you, ever know about any hogs growing up wild, you know, any?
Wild boars, wild mm-hmm. hogs, yes, some in the, would get into the back woods, mm-hmm. and the niggers would not be able to catch them or shoot them, and so they would go wild.
What would you call those wild hogs? Any special names, wild hogs? Or?
Just wild hogs is what we call them.
Did you ever hear the term Piney Woods Rooter?
Yes, I forgot about that, Piney Woods Rooter. yes, I've heard that.
Was that a fairly common term? Is that an older term?
It's an older term, but very common.
Mm-hmm. That's just old wild hog.
Yes.
The term Piney Woods, where did that come from?
Well, I suppose, through this area where there, I suppose the predominant growth would be pine trees.
So these piney woods.
Piney woods rooters. Mm-hmm. But that, we would refer to any hog that we saw that was real thin, even if he happened to be in a farmer's pig pen.
Yeah.
We would say, look at that piney woods rooter. Because he would be thin and maybe tall and long legged. That's what we would call a piney woods rooter.
Hmm. That's amazing. I didn't realize that.
But when they did go wild, they would live off of acorns and
so,
whatever in the woods.
I'll ask you next about some of the calls for noises which animals made. Say when a calf is being weaned by its mother, what you said a calf began to
bleat.
Began to bleat, yeah. And what about the cow, the noise made by the cow during
lowing? The mother cow would low mm-hmm. when her calf was taken away from her,
mm-hmm.
when she was the calf was being weaned.
Yeah, and the general noise that the horse makes. The horse, you said the horse began to
nicker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you have any special names? Say you're talking about your horses and mules and cows all together. So did you have any name that covered them all? So you had to go out and feed the
stock.
It comes in the stock.
Instead of the livestock, we would just simply say stock.
Mm-hmm. And what if you're going to feed the hens and the turkeys and the geese and so forth? Do you have enough income? A comprehensive name for them too.
Just go. Well, we did not have anything but chickens, and it would be. Mm-hmm. We would say, I have to go out and feed the chickens.
Mm-hmm. Would anybody ever call those fowls? Just all those.
We didn't, but I have heard it called fowl, but within our family.